Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern, Southern Rock, and on the line with me now, I am speaking with a gentleman who has started a fundraiser, helped start with other fellow alumni of the LSU band for the Golden Band from Tigerland out at LSU, the Four Notes Club Executive Board President, Timothy Rodrigue. Hey, Timothy, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well, Michelle. Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell us about the Four Notes. I mean, with LSU's season, with LSU football having such an incredible season, there's just so much pride for the entire organization, and part of the, you know, the band has always been such a huge part of the games and getting excited about the games. And so tell us about the Four Notes Club and you know how you guys got started.
Sure. Well, we certainly lucked out with the season that LSU is having from a football standpoint. So you're right about that. And the fact that we launched this the week after the Alabama game, the result of that game was definitely a great push, we think, for us. But
sure.
We had a group of alumni early on this year. We had some conversations at various reunions in the past. And in the whole history of Tiger Band, there's never been a philanthropic organization dedicated to raising funds specifically for Tiger Band. And so that was one of the things we looked at, emulating models similar to those that other SEC schools have and other major universities have for their band. And we kind of just figured, like, we just didn't understand why this was not in place for LSU. And so we kind of met a couple of times over the summer and into the fall and established this group. So certainly we had a lot of input from steering committee that we had put together. Ultimately, we kind of presented this to the director of bands at LSU, Damon Talley, to kind of get his blessing, and brought Dean Todd Queen, who is the dean of the College of Music and Dramatic Arts at LSU, and got them on board to show them where we were looking to take Tiger Band and continue to enhance the legacy of that organization and group.
What are you guys raising funds for specifically for the band?
Yeah, so ultimately what we want to do is provide scholarships for current Tiger Band members, but we're also raising discretionary funds for Tiger Band to pay for things such as uniforms and instruments and instrument repair even, and other things that they would need going forward.
Tell us about the 1893 significance.
Sure. Well, the way that we opened up the club for this year was we could have anyone join for $18.93, and that's an obvious callback to the fact that Tiger Band was established in 1893. So it seemed like a natural starting point for us to go from there and to bring people into the fold for a membership fee that would not be astronomical and that would get them excited about joining this organization.
Once again, on the line with Four Notes Club Executive Board President Timothy Rodrigue, raising funds for the LSU Tiger Band. Tim, are you? Did you used to be a band member at LSU?
I did. My first season was actually the fall of 1993. The year prior to that, I can still remember sitting in Frank Wick's office and auditioning for him as a member of a 65-piece high school band. I was a little bit intimidating because I've been in that stadium since I was 3 years old, and so to be sitting in that man's office and to perform for him, basically, to try and get to this organization that I've always wanted to be a part of, mm-hmm. was a bit intimidating. The good thing about the organization, though, is we're not only open to alumni of Tiger Band, but to anyone who wants to support Tiger Band.
One of your members reached out to me a couple weeks ago when y'all did the Battle of the Bands fundraiser before the Ole Miss game, and she and I got to talking, and she said that being in the Tiger Band was the absolute best time of her life.
Absolutely. Definitely formed lifelong friendships, and even brotherhood and sisterhoods, I would take it to that level and say it that way, that we'll always have. And even with some people where we only get to reconnect on an annual basis at the band reunion, it's still, as soon as you see that person, all the memories that you had, even sweating out on the field or whatever, those are all brought back instantaneously because you have that bond.
Membership for the Four Notes Club open to anyone. Dues for the inaugural year are just $18.93 through January 2020. Is that correct, Tim?
That's correct. And we do have a special student membership fee of only $10 to join. And we will be looking to do events for current Tiger Band members as well as part of this organization. And, of course, anyone who wants to give above and beyond $18.93 is more than welcome to do so.
And anyone interested in joining, becoming a member, donating, of course, can do so online at thefournotesclub.com. That's thefournotesclub.com. Tim, we appreciate you joining us on Eagle today.
I appreciate it, Michelle. Thank you so much.